Zora would have known this one. Should have given her this one. Come on. If you're fatigued, having trouble losing weight, depressed, or having difficulty obtaining or maintaining, you know what I mean, you may be one of the millions of men suffering from low testosterone and or ED. 98% is coming. There's hope at New Mail Medical with locations in Milwaukee and Green Bay. Their ED treatment's 98% success rate. I know. No one can be that good at anything. Yep, they are. If others were, they'd mention it, but they can't. They also offer cutting-edge testosterone replacement therapies to help you feel like yourself again. I should mention that more. I mean, somebody's 98% at something. Don't you consider everything? Discover the new you at New Mail. N-U-M-A-L-E, newmail.com.
It's Homer and Tony on 94.5
ESPN. Come on, breaking news. We need breaking news. It's amazing people don't know this.
This is ESPN Wisconsin breaking news.
Everybody should be talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. They are projected to win 89 games, and they are the favorite to win the National League Central. Joining us now is Jonathan Judge with Baseball Prospectus, and they're worth something on that because I pay money to get all their information.
In relation to Aaron Judge.
Jonathan, are you in relation to Aaron Judge?
I don't think so. I wish, but no such luck.
But again, nobody thinks the Brewers. I haven't heard the Brewers say anything.
How many games?
Baseball Prospectus says the Brewers are going to win 89 games and win the National League Central. I have that right. Correct, Jonathan?
You do. Technically, I would say that we have them to win 89 games most of the time, and that would most of the time make them the winner. It's a little more effusive than that, but yes, generally speaking, we think that.
Yeah, and your track record on this stuff is pretty good. I mean, Tony doesn't like analytics. This isn't really analytics. This is just looking at the talent and assessing them. And I have one question for you, because nobody, Jonathan, is picking the Brewers to win that many games. What do you see that gets them 89 wins? I'll admit I'm asking it. That's why this is so impressive breaking news. Brewers are going to win the division. Do you know that, Tony?
No. Is that the regular amount of games?
Well, I mean, I would have thought the Brewers would be like a 500 team. Something they got is better than I thought. It's got to be pitching. Take it away, Jonathan, from Baseball Prospectus.
It is. It is pitching. We see them as having the second best pitching staff in the entire National League.
Whoa.
And when you
Dodgers
have the fantastic pitching staff, you have a lot of room for error on the hitting side. And between the two and the combination and the fact that all of the other teams in their division are either equally or seem to have more flaws than they do, that's why most of the time that we run this, we see them as being the most likely winner.
Now, I should mention that the various betting places, I think, I don't know which one it is, if it's FanDuel or whatever, I bet $100 and the Brewers win the division, I get $375. I mean,
Ooh, how much are you betting then?
I'm betting 100. I'm getting almost 4-1.
Bet 300.
I might.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I might.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a value pick. They don't believe what you believe, and that is based.
And if they don't, you call Jonathan.
No, I'm not. I'm responsible for the decisions I make.
Oh, okay.
But you just see the pitching.
Yeah, the pitching staff was fabulous last year, actually. I think people, it's easy to kind of forget it because we were so frustrated by the offense last year, and I grew up in Wisconsin, so I'm actually a Brewers fan myself.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Oconto, about 30 miles north of Green Bay.
So. Yeah, that we don't really count that in Milwaukee. That's like, no, I'm just kidding. It's a nice city.
All right,
back to what you were talking about.
But no, the thing is that the pitching was so good that I think every single game was within reach. So that sort of makes the offensive stuff a lot more frustrating because it's not like you're losing 6-2 and then, you know, the game's kind of out of reach anyway. So I think that the pitching is so good, and the pitching is good in part because the skills that pitchers have, there are certain skills that they have that are very repeatable, like strikeouts and getting ground balls. And since they do those two things extremely well, and now they've got an infield that can really vacuum up those ground balls and turn them into outs, we think they're in a really good position to stop other teams from scoring runs, which takes some of the pressure off of their lineup. And we do think their lineup simply cannot be as bad as it was last year. And so we think they're going to be a little bit better, and that's the combo.
That's the biggest question, because I have no answer for it, and I don't know that anybody does. Christian Yelich, I don't know what happened. No one knows what's happened. You just assume.
Had a slump year.
Yeah.
That happens.
No, that was a slump year. Like, that was Hall of Fame slump. It's hard to find players that good that ever had a slump year that bad. Am I close to accurate on that, Jonathan?
Somewhat, I think. Actually, I don't know about that, because the thing is that even great hitters go through, like, 1 or 2 month stretches that are bad.
Oh, that's true. And that the season was short. You're right, yeah.
And so the thing is, you know, if the 1 or 2 months is pretty much the whole season, then it kind of looks pretty bad. I mean, I think what we would say is you have to look more at the overall body of work over the past couple of years, because if you ever just sort of presume that last year's team is going to show up and do the same things they did last year, you're going to be wrong 100% of the time. So we try to take a longer view of these things. And I think that there are other aspects of it which suggest that Yelich might be able to get back to his sort of regular routine. For example, they're now going to be allowing, it looks like, video review for batters between at-bats, which they had banned last year thanks to the Astros. They're now putting that back in. So more of the sort of comfort things that batters relied upon to try and understand pitchers and catch up to them over the course of the game will be back. So I think there's reason to believe that he's going to be a lot more like his former self this year.
Talking with Jonathan Judge, you go to Baseball Prospectus. They have my money. They should get yours as well for various different reasons. How much do people use your stuff? I just use it for information. You have really smart people. For example, you've already done something heavy on the new baseball. It would appear to me that everybody should assume that the offensive stats are going to be down a little. Correct?
I think that's possible, yeah. That's what they seem to be targeting at the moment. So, on the other hand, as you know, law of unintended consequences, you try and squelch one thing, and then all of a sudden something else springs loose, so especially in baseball. So we do think it's probably going to be down a little bit. On the other hand, it
home runs will be down. Does that right? Home runs will be down.
Home runs will be down, and that means that maybe there'll be a little bit more balls in play, which would not be terrible either. It's a little more exciting to watch. But again, they make these minute changes to little dimensions of the ball, and they tend to have all sorts of interesting effects. So we'll just have to see. But yeah, we do a lot of study of that. We've been a leader, I think, in analyzing the way that the baseball has been changing, how it gets springy, how it all of a sudden becomes a dead ball. That's one of the areas that we write about a lot and that we monitor. And we
right. And a dead ball would help the Brewers even more than normal, since it starts for them with the pitching.
Yeah, but why are you helping the pitchers more in a game that's already dominated by pitchers?
That was actually my question. I was thinking, you know, it would be nice. And Rob Arthur, who writes a lot of our analysis of the ball, has even said, you know, what you should be really doing is trying to create a ball that creates more sort of balls in play, springy
right.
ground balls, more excitement.
Not fly balls, not home runs. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. So it would be nice to see them focus on that, but apparently they can only focus on one thing at a time or something.
And I'm assuming that the ability to have Devin Williams and also have a Josh Hader creates a bullpen that's going to be as good as anybody's.
It is, and that's sort of from top to bottom. They're just, you know, when we look at our individual projections on our website, if you sign up like you have, you actually not only get these team standings, which are free, but you actually get to go pitcher by pitcher and hitter by hitter and see all the different categories that we see coming for them. And there are just very few below average pitchers on the Brewers roster right now, as far as we're concerned. So pretty much whoever they have coming in is probably going to do a decent job. And as you point out, once you get to like the sixth, seventh inning, you'd better have gotten your lead or you are
over.
In trouble.
Yeah, they love the two closers, which they have two as good as probably as they've ever had. Go to baseballprospectus.com, get all the information. And again, it was actually DraftKings says if you bet 100 on the Brewers to win the division, you win 375.
And you're betting 300,
wow.
Right?
No.
No?
Betting 100. I'm winning almost 100. If I bet 300, you know, I'm at $1,100.
That's right.
I'm going to start at 100.
Buy some of those fancy shoes you want.
That I could, yes. So, again, this is everybody should know. The Brewers, Jonathan Judge of Baseball Prospectus. Jonathan, just say the Brewers are going to win the division. I want to see how I feel when you say it. Wait a minute.
Hesitation galore.
You're not.
We expect the Brewers to win the division.
There you go. Good. Yes, that's what we expect. Nicely done. I understand. I want to say I expect the Brewers to win the division. All right? Go ahead. Say it, Tony.
I'm not going to say it.
Ugh.
I don't expect anything.
What do you, Pebble?
I can't go that far.
You got me, and I'm putting some money on the line.
I just want to know if Jonathan is related to Aaron. That's it.
If he's from Oconto, we know he's not related.
Can we figure that out? Can we dig and find that, Jonathan? I think you're related somehow.
We can try. I mean, my family's originally from Milwaukee and then Wisconsin Rapids, so I think the odds are not good. Yeah, but
you never know.
We'll see.
I want this in the intro tomorrow for the show. He says it, and I say, leave out the part that you guys have. I expect the Brewers to win the division. Feel free to call in 1-800-990-3776. Jonathan, you guys do great work at Baseball Prospectus. I'd put my money on the line, even if you said the Brewers stink. It would bother me more. So people can find out more right at baseballprospectus.com, and you can get some stuff for free, and then you can pay based on fantasy and all the different things you do, right?
That's correct.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. And when they win the division, you're the first person we're calling because you told us. So you hedged just
coming back.
Hedged just a little bit there, John. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you.
Jonathan Judge, Baseball Prospectus. We expect.
Pebble, are you leaving money on the table?
That's a good way to do it.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, you're not betting. That means you're leaving money on the table.
$100.
Yeah.
You get $375.
Yeah, I'm leaving money on the table. I'm not going
to
do it.
You're not doing it? You're getting almost 4-1.
I understand.
You understand. You still won't do it.
I want you to bet for us.
What?
I want you to bet for us.
Show bet.
Well, if I bet for you and I win, I'm taking the money for you,
too. No, I mean, I'm bet for us.
All right, yeah. I'm going to do...
Do 300, 100 apiece.
100 apiece, okay. Do you expect something if I win?
No, not nothing.
Nor do I.
I just want to... I'll bask in your glory.
There you go. All right, 300 in.
Just a round of golf somewhere.
Then feel free to call in 1-800. Now I'll take you to Curry National. We'll get a cart.
I don't play that.
I don't what?
I don't play at Curry National.
Excuse me? Nick Price played there.
I'm not Nick Price.
Well, if Nick Price will play there, and I think you should play there.
No. Refusing.
It's good enough for Nick Price, but not a Grand Slam winner. Let's check Nick Price's PGA records, how many titles he's won. Good enough for Nick, but
he should
not
be ashamed
good enough.
Of himself playing at Curry.
Actually, you know what the difference is? He got paid a little more than you get paid to play there. Nick, all right, I want to hear it. 1-800-990-3776. I expect the Brewers to win the division. You heard it first here, and it's not made up. Next.